This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
This is where the old rubber meets the road limits. This is the point in the schedule we've all been waiting for to see what these Steelers are all about. I think if they went in here with a win of any kind over Cincy, we'd all feel a lot differently about this. But I'm wondering, as I think the entire football world is, about what exactly we have here. Here's what we do have. Here's what the record shows. Here are the clues and the evidence. We have a 60-yard field goal needed to beat the New York Jets. Am I accurate with that?
Yes.
Yes, I am. We have a pretty bad loss to Seattle, but maybe not as bad as 31-17 would indicate. It was a catastrophic play by a rookie kick returner that went a long way toward ruining that game. It was a pretty competitive game. We have a 21-14 loss at New England that looks better than it was. You know, Seahawks looks worse than it was. New England looks better than it was, and it was a game in which Drake May and that Patriots offense really had their way. They went for 369 yards, and it's tough to know how much to credit the Steelers for all the turnovers that day or just demerit the Patriots for that. That was real close to a 450-yard, four-touchdown day for the Patriots. They put the ball on the ground once right at the goal line, other times in very bad places. Not that there's a good place to put the ball on the ground. That, to me, was more of an ugly defensive performance than a masterpiece, even though you got whatever it was, the five turnovers. Then we had Minnesota, in which for about three quarters, the Steelers looked like a team that you suddenly sat up in your seat and said, my God, are they going to challenge for the Super Bowl in the AFC? And then in the fourth quarter, what happened? They almost turned like a three touchdown win into a loss with a ridiculous spate of plays, with the head coach listening to his players who wanted to go for it instead of just kicking a field goal that makes it, all of a sudden the Vikings need two touchdowns instead of 10 points, I believe was the case at the time. And then they're giving up gigantic chunks of yardage left and right. So that game kind of encapsulated the season like, wait a second, what is this team? Then you had Cleveland, which was a pretty dominant performance, but it was Cleveland and that almost got turned into a one-score game late. And then you had the debacle that was Cincinnati. And yet within the debacle, which we opened the show with today, there's hope because the Steelers have the hard part figured out this year. They have a quarterback, I think. Do you think? 412-928-9370. This dude's on pace for 40 touchdowns, and he's moving around not necessarily like an young Aaron Rodgers, but sort of like one. Sort of. I didn't think he was going to be running to one side of the field, then running all the way back to the other and eluding some people and firing bullets into the end zone. Did you? This year, for the first time in many, the hard part's figured out. They have a quarterback. And that's what makes the defenses just that debacle in Cincinnati and a lot of these other games really disturbing and disappointing. It's like if you would have told, and I didn't think the defense hasn't earned anybody's benefit of the doubt. Nobody's. They completely faded down the stretch last year, got embarrassed multiple times. The Eagles shoving the ball down their throats on a 10.5-minute drive to end the game? What? What Patrick Mahomes did to them, what Lamar did to them at the end of the regular season, and then the humiliating playoff loss, and yet they were coming back saying we have a chance to make history, which the more you think about it, although we said it at the time, was just mind-boggling. And then you get this. They appear to have the quarterback now, and they don't have the defense. You'd think that would have the head coach in trouble if that would continue, but it won't. Maybe they'll make a cosmetic move with the defensive coordinator, the figurehead defensive coordinator, maybe. And yet, there's a lot of season to play out here. And you could easily make the argument that, yeah, if this defense becomes average or like above average or even good, then what do we have? A good defense and a viable, not just viable, but a quarterback who can actually win games for you if he needs to. Like put a team on his back type, which I didn't think they were going to have in Aaron Rodgers. And I'm not saying he's shown he's completely that, but man, there are signs of it. So all of that, all those ingredients add up to what? What kind of product here? I still don't know, but I think it's more disturbing than it is promising. And that's because of the defense. They needed a 60-yard field goal to beat the Jets. They needed 5 turnovers, including one right at the goal line, to beat the Patriots. That could have been a double-digit loss, actually, the way that game went. And yet Rodgers, in both of those games, and he only threw for 139 against the Patriots, but when they needed it, he was precise, and he was great against the Jets. And now he's on pace to smash their season record. So, for touchdown passes. That's a long way of getting to the point is I don't know what the hell they are. Neither do you, neither does anybody, but we're going to get a big clue Sunday night against a good team, not a great team, a good team in Green Bay. You can't be great and lose to Cleveland and tie Dallas 40-40, you know, barely get by Arizona. Green Bay has not really been that impressive outside of that smash up of Detroit, and sometimes opening day games are a little fluky. They have not been that impressive. And yet they sit here, I think top 10 in offense and defense. They're a good, solid team, but they're not great. Let's see what the Steelers have, and then they follow that up with Indy, and I think the jury is still out on them a little bit, although less so after they ripped the Chargers last weekend. I think we can say pretty adequately this is a really good offense, and then at the Chargers, and then Flacco again, and then at the Bears, and then Josh Allen, and then Lamar Jackson. Some people think the Steelers are going to lose 7 in a row. I'm not going that far. In fact, I think they're going to win this Sunday. But man, they've made it hard on themselves. It's amazing what one game can do to the cosmetics in the NFL. You know what I mean, Limits? The look of it all. They're sitting here at 4-2. By the time we wake up Monday morning for our show with Pomp, they could be a half game up on the Bengals in the AFC North.
Yeah.
And the Ravens would only be a game back in the loss column. The Steelers would have, or two, I'm sorry, two back in the loss column. The Steelers would be 4-3. The Ravens would have 5 losses, but they play the Steelers twice, maybe with Lamar. So again, one game and the entire look of the AFC North could change. Why am I confident? Well, I'm not that confident for one thing, but I think that Aaron Rodgers is going to get some work done, and I think the Packers are overrated. Those are my two main points going into this game. But I picked it to be a last-second field goal, and the Steelers win 30-28, so it's not like I'm sitting here brimming with confidence. Maybe 52% the Steelers will win, 48% the Packers. I like Mike Tomlin's record after horrendous losses. I like their record. What did you say the record was, prime time?
Yeah, 17 wins. I think it's 17-8 is the number.
On Sunday nights, yeah, in particular, and at home. So there's lots of legitimate reasons to like the Steelers in this game. But number one is the quarterback. So here we go, Limits. It's Steelers-Packers. It's their highest profile game, certainly outside of the division, in a long, long time. And it's going to be fun. I think it's going to be fun to watch. But let's take a look around the league now, shall we? Because so many of these other games have ramifications for the Steelers. I like the music. I didn't expect the music, but I'm very excited to hear it. And I need to tell you that Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Can you tell me what the most expensive game in the league is this weekend? Do you have the schedule up in front of you, Limits? I certainly hope you do.
I think it's this one, correct? With the Packers fans trying to fly in and get tickets to this game?
Wrong. Next guess?
Ravens Bears, maybe?
Wrong.
Cowboys Broncos.
It's Cowboys Broncos at $259 on the secondary market. What's the cheapest game to get into, Limits?
Probably maybe Buccaneers Saints or Bills Panthers.
Believe it or not, it's Tennessee at Indy. You can get in for $55.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's probably... Well, the line's 14.5. But let's take a closer look. Miami at Atlanta. Does Mike McDonald get off the tarmac if he loses? Mike McDaniel get off the tarmac if he loses this one? And do you have a McDaniel quote or two to spice up our day a little
bit? Yeah, I think that McDaniel ultimately is going to stay for a while. He received the dreaded vote of confidence from the owner. Now, that necessarily isn't a good thing, as we know, but I do think that he will be around for a little bit longer to have more conversations with the owner.
He was really frustrated at the, he was as I was, and we talked about the challenge ahead to get ready for the Chargers, that was kind of the extent of it.
Do you think he's high all the time, Limits?
You think they drug test coaches like they do players?
Might. And then we have the Jets at the Bengals. And the Jets have become an interesting story with their classless owner, Woody Johnson, ripping the quarterback, Justin Fields. And now that we've had a little separation from that Joe Flacco performance, is that what we're going to see? Are we going to see, is Joe Flacco on a 2012-like bender here? Or is he going to turn back into the Joe Flacco of recent vintage where he's throwing touchdowns, yes, but also tons of interceptions as long as he's not playing the Steelers?
Yeah, I don't know about the first part, but I do think they're going to put up 28 in this game against the Jets, who have just fallen apart and look emotionally exhausted. Once Cincinnati starts to play, you know, teams that are not ones that they are very familiar with or teams that are just completely awful. Like, when I evaluate the Bengals' schedule and I see Bears coming up next, I don't think they'll have as much offensive success. Steelers in Pittsburgh, I think, will be better for the Steelers. And then they play New England, then the Ravens, the Bills. I don't expect to see Joe Flacco carving up opposing defenses like he did against the Steelers.
All right. Then we have the Cleve Brownies, and they are at New England. So this is a classic, do things even out in the NFL game? Are the Patriots getting a little out of their element? Because the way I look at it, Limits, is that nirvana for Roger Goodell and the owner, well, yeah, maybe the owners, is ultimately to have a season where everybody goes 9-8 or 8-9, okay? That's how the NFL system is built. Let's have every team go a game below or above 500 where every team is still in it on the last weekend of the season. That seems to be the goal. So my argument is always the worst teams are always trending back toward 500 and the best teams are trending back toward 500. The Patriots have gotten a little out of their element here, Limits, at 5-2, and the Browns at 2-5. This might be a get back to 500 or toward it for both teams. I wouldn't be surprised if the Browns went in there and won this game. Myself and Chris Hoke were the only two people in America who were actually impressed by Dylan Gabriel when he played here. The guy took a hellacious beating and he just stood there and kept passing. And I thought he was fairly accurate for most of the day. And the Browns, let's give them a little bit of credit. Can we, Limits?
Credit for the Browns.
Yes, they lost by 1 to Cincinnati. They should have beaten Minnesota, lost by 4. Though, I mean, their 2-5 record, I think, is a little bit deceiving. They beat Green Bay.
They did.
So I would not be shocked if Cleveland went into New England and won outright. Would you?
I would be a little bit surprised.
And I'm going to pick them in our picks next,
ooh,
I might add. Yeah. How do you like them apples?
I would be surprised just because of how Drake May has played. And New England outside of the Steeler game has been good at home. Plus Vrabel. I think they just have the advantage in a lot of different areas. Their roster's better.
I know, and that to me is the fool's gold. We're all thinking New England, they're a 6.5-point favorite, and they're just suckering us in because it's the NFL. Of course, I could be very wrong. I'm very wrong all the time, Limits.
You could. Everybody thought that way in the Steeler-Browns game that was played in Pittsburgh.
Yes, they did.
And they ran over the Browns like a stampede.
And the other game is Chicago at Baltimore. This, to me, if I were a betting man, I'd be all over betting Chicago to cover 6.5. They're a respectable outfit. The Ravens aren't right now. You think the Ravens are just going to show up and get it all together? Normally, when you're a slumping team, or even a slumping player, you don't break out of it all at once. It's in increments. I wouldn't be surprised if the Ravens won. But again, I give them about a 51% chance. The Bears have become a viable enterprise here. They're having a pretty good year. They've won 4 in a row. They beat Dallas. They beat the Commanders. I know the other two were against Vegas and New Orleans. They're hardly a juggernaut. But they also lost a heartbreaker to Minnesota. They could be sitting here at 5-1. And the Ravens are 1-5. They're going to cover 6.5. And I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if the Ravens drop to 1-6. And if they do, they're done, right?
I do agree with you that they will cover. But there are some reports coming out of Chicago that there still is some feuding between Caleb. I did it again. I almost said Caleb Johnson again. Caleb Williams and Ben Johnson.
I don't care. Really? About what? The fact that they're finally winning?
Not as bad at the beginning of the year, but just stylistically, Ben Johnson doesn't like how it looks. But yeah, this situation with Lamar is weird, man. He was limited earlier in the week. I thought he was supposed to be back, full participant, all week in practice.
He's practicing again Friday. They just said 55 minutes ago, Lamar's back out on the field. But you know what? He's got a hamstring injury.
Yeah.
And he runs all the time. And that's just the type of thing that, can be re-aggravated when you play like him. I'll be watching, as will the whole football world, very, very closely, Lamar Jackson and the Ravens. Even when they had their guys this year, they were unimpressive. So I wouldn't be surprised if they drop to 1-6. You would agree if they do, they're done, right?
They're done. If they're 1-6, they're done.
Man, I still think that's the biggest story in the NFL. That was, were they the Vegas favorite to win the Super Bowl, or was it the Lions or Eagles or Bills before the season?
They were all in it. I think the Ravens were either 1 or 2. Don't remember exactly.
And they're sitting here at 1-5.
They missed Dean Pease.
Yeah, they do. Good old Dean Pease. It's a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, except he's at a wedding and turning 30 this weekend, so he's in Naples.
Happy birthday!
Drinking beer, presumably. Brought to you by Smail Kia. Route 30 in Greensburg. Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Very kindly, Donnie agreed to send in his picks, and that's what we're going to do next. I want an update on the standings. I think I've gotten hotter and hotter, and I wonder if I'm in first place. I want that. And then we're going to pick the games, college and pro, this weekend. And we've got all of Donnie's picks via text. What a wonderful man he is. Okay. Let's do the pony read. This is unbelievable here. Pony Pierce's Cancer. Proceeds benefit McGee Women's Research Institute and Foundation. The date is October 29th, which is next what?
Wednesday.
Next Wednesday. The location couldn't be better. Mike's Beer Bar on the North Shore. Unbelievable steak on a stone, or shrimp on a stone, or anything else on a stone. That place is incredible. Time, 6 to 8 p.m. Registration begins at 5 p.m. Ticket price, $33, includes appetizers and commemorative T-shirt. I can't wait to see what that looks like. Piercing provided by the Gilded Violet Piercing will take place at 7:30 p.m. Oh, my goodness. There will be a cash raffle with all proceeds to go to charity. Pony Pierce's Cancer is brought to you by Keystone Custom Apparel, South Hills Kia, South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep, Hampton Beer Outlet, and Cheerleaders. That's pretty impressive that our people put all of that together in this amount of time.
No doubt. Really and, cool for a good cause.
I mean, the only person I can see who's going to be in pain that night is going to be Pony, right? Specifically his nipples, right?
I'm going to be very excited to watch it. But now, at the same time, I don't know if I want to watch that.
I'd like steak on a stone, however.
Would you like to go and eat some steak on a stone?
Yeah, I think I would like to do that. Before 7:30, I'd like to eat that.
Yes.
All right. Let's go to FanDuel for a minute before we get to our picks. You've been watching the NBA like I have. It's been an incredible start to the season. I was watching the game last night, and Aaron Gordon, he goes off for 50, and yet Steph Curry wins the game. He went off too. I mean, it was... What a great game. The fourth quarter was just riveting with all kinds of things happening. Limits. Did you watch that game at all?
I watched it before I fell asleep.
Did you watch Victor Wembanyama the other night?
Yes. All five of them. He grew 2 inches. How about that?
What?
He grew
since last year?
He was 7'3 last year.
No, he wasn't.
Yes.
He was 7'3 and now he's 7'5?
That's what I saw.
I saw him doing fadeaway threes, and he was like a point guard. I've never seen anything like it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.